Hello, I'm Sheldon Shalley, psychotherapist, shamanic practitioner, and the author of the book, The Other Man in Me.
And I'm Bertha Eddington, podcast producer. And we both welcome you to this groundbreaking podcast, Spirituality and Sexuality, The Hidden Connection. Sheldon, please tell us a little bit how you discovered the connection between these certainly two seemingly diverse topics.
Well, Bertha, I was born into an evangelical minister's home. And as my life unfolded, I discovered that while I was attracted to certain women, I was also attracted to certain men. And these two worlds, my same-sex attractions and my religious training that believed that homosexuality was a sin, would eventually collide. This collision would lead me into a deep, soul-searching journey of self-discovery and to an understanding that sexual attraction isn't always just about sex. It isn't just about our erotic feelings for another person. And while it certainly is that, it's also more than that.
That's fascinating, and I applaud you for a very courageous journey to undertake, especially given your background. I know, because I've read your excellent book, that it was a very long and winding path, but can you share with our listeners what triggered your realization of the connection between spirituality and sexuality? Was it one thing in particular?
Well, actually, it was a series of revelations that began with my dreams. I'd always been a self-reflective, spiritually oriented kind of guy who had a regular prayer and meditation practice beginning in my 20s. During one of my meditation times, I heard a voice, and the voice said, "Listen to your dreams, for I will speak to you through them." Now, while I had remembered dreams on occasion, that night it was like a dam had burst, and I began to remember multiple dreams most nights. In fact, the dreams became so overwhelming that I sought out a Jungian analyst and began dream analysis. It was in working with my dreams that I discovered that dreams are actually messengers from the soul, and that they speak a language of metaphor and symbol, and they often have a spiritual purpose. In fact, I discovered that most human thought and behavior really are symbolic, and that the images in our dreams are symbols of unconscious parts of us. I like to think of images and dreams as patterns of energy at work inside of me. And that made me wonder if my sexual dreams and fantasies, even my erotic longings and even my sexual attractions, might be symbols of patterns of energy at work in me with some spiritual purpose or intent.
That's very interesting conceptually to me, but I'm a little confused by what you're saying. The topic of dream meanings and interpretations is well discussed throughout time here, as we all know. And I know I often have anxiety dreams and can figure out how it relates to my life at that particular time. But dreams as a spiritual message, especially when it comes to sex, is a new concept for me. So can you help me better understand?
Yeah, I'm happy to. Well, sexual attraction, you know, what arouses one person and what arouses another person, is a highly complicated phenomenon with multiple contributors. On one hand, sex is simply a biological drive, a physical arousal produced by a series of combinations of endocrine, neuronal, or molecular mechanisms that simply want to fulfill themselves. The object of the desire may be secondary. It might be someone you meet online or someone you meet up with who you don't even know and perhaps you'll never see again. This is often how a sexual addiction might get started. On another level, sexual attraction is fueled by loving feelings, longings for connection with the object of one's affections. And this can result in a committed and loving relationship. And then there's a third level. At this level, sexual attraction can be understood as symbolic. Our fantasies, our attractions, and even our behaviors mirror parts of us, telling a story of our own individual mythology. Now, By mythology, I don't mean falsehood, but rather images as symbols that can bring a level of understanding to our attractions which can't be known simply through the image or through our own personal history. For example, a man's penis in the act of receiving oral sex isn't just his penis, but a symbol for some part of him that longs to be validated, to be honored, brought to life, perhaps even worshipped. The symbolic meaning is truer than the act of oral sex because it acknowledges a reality that could not otherwise be expressed. So it's this point of view that in my mind begins to hint to us that sexual attractions in all their forms and behaviors can have spiritual meaning and intent.
Wow, that is one of the most comprehensive overviews of human sexuality I've ever heard. Thanks. I love all those levels. And as we humans begin to open our minds to this complexity and layering of sexuality, it's no wonder that we see more and more people question and shift gender identities. Given all that, though, I'm still not sure what you mean by sex having a spiritual meaning. Can you elaborate further for me?
Yeah, that is kind of a confusing or complicated idea. But quantum physics tells us that at the most basic level, everything is energy, both the physical plane of matter and the more abstract plane of the mind are energy. Therefore, our thoughts and our emotions, our fantasies, and even our behaviors can be understood as expressions of energy, each vibrating with information that attracts to it those experiences that match its energy. So in my mind, then, sexuality and spirituality can be understood as expressions of energy. Mm-hmm. Sexuality does not exclude spirituality in my mind, nor does spirituality exclude sexuality. Rather, they represent two aspects of a person's total energy flow. We might consider that sexuality and spirituality are one energy. The flow in one direction is complementary to, and even dependent upon, the flow in the opposite direction. This means that the spiritual life of each person is an inner, private exploration in which each individual is trying to understand the meaning and purpose of his or her life in his or her own terms. Inevitably, as sexuality and spirituality become increasingly recognized as interdependent and complementary, the fulfilling of this purpose includes an exploration of one's sexual life.
Yeah, I can see where you're going with it, and I certainly understand, and I think we all understand these days the concepts of energy and vibration and the flow of energy and vibration. Can you break it down a little more for me?
Well, to live spiritually involves the recognition that there's something greater than myself, something more to me than my physical or sensory experience. So in the case of sexuality, it is the awareness that there's something more going on in my erotic longings and my sexual desires than simply the physical expression of that desire. So I'm suggesting that sexuality, divested of its biological function, serves the purposes of the soul.
Okay, now it's beginning to make sense. I see the connection between the sexuality and spirituality. So many people do believe in something greater than themselves. And so everything we are is part of a larger being, what you are calling the soul, including sex and sexual and spirituality. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, let's take a minute and look at the word soul. The word soul is an ambiguous term, and it has multiple meanings and uses. These meanings can range from its use in psychology to refer to psyche, that unconscious and inner world of an individual, to religion's use of soul as the image of God in us. While the origin of both psyche and soul are identical, In my mind, soul carries a slightly different meaning. The soul doesn't see just us or the other persons who make up our inner world. It sees something more. It connects us to the other, who is the source of all things, the absolute. You know, as some have suggested, if the absolute is the ocean, we as souls are drops in that ocean. If the absolute is God, we are expressions of God. The soul is our divine essence. So I define soul as a part of us that not only includes all that we are, but also transcends who we know ourselves to be. The part of us that transcends our personal histories, transcends our family and ancestral patterns, transcends even our beliefs. It even transcends what we might hold to be valuable and true, and connects us to that divine spark in us, that divine spark that often longs to fulfill a destiny. Because of that strong desire for these parts to get into consciousness, they get projected onto all manner of objects in an attempt to be lived. Sex is just one of those objects. These unknown and unconscious parts of us can get projected onto or into our sexual desires.
So then really everything we do, everything we are is a reflection and expression of our spirituality. Is that what you're telling us?
Yes, I think that's fair to say. For example, let's say that I had a dream about homosexuality. I dream several nights in a row, and each dream is a continuation of that first dream. I then see the first dream again, and upon looking at this dream more closely, I notice another line to the dream that I had missed the first time around. And the line said, "A treasure hard to find." Now, that expression, "the treasure hard to find," is referred to in various religions and esoteric traditions as our central core, the divine inner self, the Atman in Hindu religion, the inner Christ in Christianity, the divine principle that is inherent in the real self or soul of the individual. So for me, this treasure hard to find was some part of me that was hidden in the unconscious. So when such symbols appear in our dreams, they often point to the center of the total personality, the totality of the psyche as both conscious and unconscious, the self with a capital S. This self is the term that Jung used to refer to our wholeness, to the energy that is behind all psychological events. It expresses itself in our dreams. It's behind the synchronicities in our lives. It's that which guides and directs our path to wholeness and to the discovery of our unique individual life. Even in Jung's thought, this self is an image of God in us, a representation of God as symbolized in the psyche. So I refer to it as the divine spark in us that is ours and ours alone to discover. It's this unconscious other, the unknown and the unknowable part in us that longs to unite the split in us between our ego self, the I that we know ourselves to be, and some unconscious other, the soul. The longing for this connection, in my mind and in my experience, can become sexualized and often take the form of sexual imagery, even become projected onto our sexual attractions.
That is so fascinating. Such an insightful way to look at it. And I'd like to comment too, and I think this is correct, that sexual imagery has been used in different religions throughout time. Is that not so?
Oh, exactly. Such sexual imagery in erotic language is sometimes used in the Middle Ages to express, by metaphor, the love of God. A study of the mystics and mystical theology shows a deep connection between God and humanity via erotic love. Let me share a simple example. The great Catholic saint, Saint Teresa, experienced dramatic mystical visions throughout her lifetime, one that was made famous by the great Italian sculptor Bernini. Saint Teresa wrote in her own words in her autobiography. She said, quote, "I saw in his hand a long spear of gold, and at the iron's point there seemed to be a little fire. He appeared to me to be thrusting it at times into my heart and to pierce my very entrails. When he drew it out, he seemed to draw them out also and to leave me all on fire with a great love of God. The pain was so great that it made me moan, and yet so surpassing was the sweetness of this excessive pain that I could not wish to be rid of it. Now, you don't have to be a Freudian to see the imagery is frankly erotic.
Yeah, no kidding.
In fact, such sexual imagery permeates Christian spirituality. Teresa's younger contemporary, St. John of the Cross, was even more daring in his expression with mystical writings which read as homoerotic in character. Now, while some scholars and psychoanalysts suggest that such visions are sublimated sexual desires, where we channel unwanted or unacceptable urges into something more admissible or productive, it seems to me simplistic to speak of sublimation in these experiences. In my opinion, we should be wary of reducing such erotic and sexual imagery to little more than the sublimation of sexual desire. For in doing so, we fall into the trap of marginalizing authentic and true spiritual experiences. The fact is, in my opinion, we are erotic beings full of desire. We are also embodied spirits. The sexual provides a powerful metaphor for the spiritual. The bottom line for me is that spiritual meaning is born when our fantasies, our attractions, and behaviors are recognized as symbols of energetic patterns at work in us. When we recognize that these images are mediated between the physical and the spiritual, between the mind and the body, between spirit and matter, between the inner and the outer, we can discover the spiritual meaning.
Yeah, I am really, it's really making a lot of sense. Thank you. I love the idea that we really need to stop sublimating our desires and judging them, but rather look at them. And I applaud you for this, that insight into this really important and contemporary topic, especially these days. So it's really the oneness of everything as it applies to sexuality. And to me, your examples of historical, spiritual, sexual eroticism are eye-opening, to say the least. And I look more forward to exploring more with you on this groundbreaking topic about the relationship between spirituality and sexuality.
Yes, Bertha, next week we'll take a look at more at how dreams are expressions of the soul and how they connect us to the spiritual aspect of our lives.
Oh, I'll look forward to that. And I want to thank all of our listeners for joining us on this inaugural episode of Spirituality and Sexuality, The Hidden Connection. If you found it valuable, please subscribe on your favorite podcast platform and share it with your friends. We really appreciate you joining us on this journey of exploration as we reach out to provide validation and deeper understanding of modern sexual spiritual expression so we can all find a greater peace in our world and in our lives. Thank you, Sheldon.
Yes, and thank all of you for listening, and join us again next week as we explore more of the hidden meanings in our sexuality.